Jane Lowe Macksmith, it's a blast from the past. Welcome to the studio.
Sorry?
Welcome to the studio, Jane.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, former Lord Mayor of Adelaide, former member for the seat of Adelaide, you came to our attention on the weekend because of some thoughts that you'd put together regarding the Adelaide Aquatic Centre. This is of great importance to a lot of our listeners, and it's quite a polarising issue. Some people think, look, just let the crows move in. It's inevitable. Federal government has promised them $15 million. That was bipartisan. Didn't matter who won the election. They were going to get $15 million of taxpayers' money. Let them build the thing. So many people within the media are behind this. It's inevitable. Let it go. And then there's another group of people who are saying, no, 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 no. This is a terrible thing. We can't have private developers in our precious parklands. Now, I'm thinking that Jane Lomax Smith is probably closer to the latter than the former. Explain to us where you're coming from.
Well, I think the first issue is this isn't just about a swimming pool. This is about building the corporate headquarters. And the crows, which after all are part of a massively cashed up corporate empire, an interstate empire, they're wholly owned by the AFL, would always admit they've outgrown their headquarters. They've outgrown their office facilities, and they need a bigger space. And so the opportunity to build on free land is bound to be attractive. It's not so much about the swimming pool. In fact, they say they're not in the business of running swimming pools, but they need to have the swimming pool attached to their corporate headquarters to build in the parklands.
But what's wrong with having a private company? It doesn't matter whether it's the Crows or a hockey team or whatever. What is wrong with having a private company managing this thing? They say the footprint will be smaller, and they say we're happy to write into the contract that the public get the same access to better facilities. What's wrong with that?
As I said, they don't want to build a swimming pool. They want free land for their corporate headquarters. And management of a centre isn't the argument. The argument is that if you look at the AFL clubs around Australia, they're all cashed up. They have at least a couple of hundred full-time equivalent staff. Mm-hmm. So they're going to build corporate headquarters in the parklands and have a sort of fig leaf to cover the rudeness of it by pretending it's a swimming pool. I'm not saying it won't be a real swimming pool if they build it.
Yeah.
But the reality is they're only putting in what they need to do to get the free land. And the reality is the parklands are precious. They're of a limited resource. They're not going to grow any bigger.
No, it's not making any more parklands.
That's right. And the city of Adelaide is always talking about doubling its population, having this amenity around is critical. I mean, it's just unthinkable to me. It's gobsmacking that the council should even consider having an office block on the parklands. If it were Central Park, if it were Hampstead Heath, if it were the Bois de Boulogne, the people would say, get lost, don't be dopey. And we're actually talking about negotiating over a corporate headquarters. How daft are we?
Why do you, you say we're daft. Why do you think we're daft? What is it, do you think?
I think there is a sense that we've got to kowtow to the big end of town. That's part of it. And nobody can frame this in other than a David and Goliath fight. If you go to any of the meetings of the people who are keen on parklands or swimming pools, and they come from all over the northern suburbs. They come from the hills. They come from the regions. They're a multicultural group. They're mums and dads taking their kids to swimming classes. And then we've got the corporate, huge, mammoth corporation who know everybody. They've got members, Labour Party members on their boards. They've got, they pay ex-Liberal ministers to lobby for them. It's big money. But the reality is it's a form of corporate welfare. Why would we want to give free land to a big corporation that's based interstate, allegedly pays no tax, is getting big lumps of money out of the federal government? What's wrong with our council? If they want to run the pool, why aren't they applying for federal money?
Well, again, this becomes a bit circular. I think the argument is, well, if you do a deal with the big end of town, and there's no doubt that the AFL is very, very wealthy, if you do that deal, you can leverage a lot of money. So it's less of a burden on taxpayers.
It's not a burden to provide public services. You know, we provide footpaths, we provide hospitals, we provide all sorts of things with our taxes across the board. Local government provides swimming pools and sports facilities. The swimming pool costs the Adelaide City Council $800,000 a year to subsidise for a public amenity that gets 750,000 swimmers. So if you think, you and I mean, I think, gosh, 800,000, lots of money. You know, that's a lot of money. But we're talking about a council with a $200 million a year budget. So with the quick maths, they spend 0.4% of their annual budget running a public facility which keeps people fit and actually services a lot of the northern suburbs.
Now, you're a former Lord Mayor of Adelaide City Council. Did you ever have deals like this come to you when you were Lord Mayor and you think, go, I'm just showing you the door. Be gone. Do not cast a shadow across my door.
I hate to sound old, but I have heard it all before. And they've came to my office constantly. And I would say, we have no interest in this development. And in all fairness, the people who want it are not always rapacious developers who want free land. Sometimes they're just well-meaning enthusiasts who want a museum of childhood or a fauna park you enter through a 40-foot koala pouch with didgeridoo music, all sorts of lunacy. And the answer was always the same. It didn't matter if it was a Clipsal stand. It didn't matter. Whatever it was, I would always say, no way. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm just shocked that the custodians of our parklands, who have looked after it for 150 years, who went to the election and every single one of them promised to defend the parklands, the first chance they get, they're having backroom meetings, private conversations with a developer who wants to build an office block.
That is, of course, the voice of Jane Lomax-Smith, former Lord Mayor, former member for the seat of Adelaide in State Parliament. Hans has called from Marino. Hello, Hans.
Good morning, and good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Hans.
Your voice again. I suppose the reason I'm ringing is that I'd really like to think that it would be stronger to broaden the debate a little. My passionate anger, if you like, is around the fact that Walker & Co. is going to build a multi-storey, 25-storey approximately, building in the middle of Festival Centre Plaza.
What do you think
and
about Jane Lomax-Smith?
That is probably even worse.
Jane Lomax-Smith.
I wouldn't have supported that either. I think all of these private incursions into the parklands, obviously the problem with any development anywhere on parklands is you let someone put a foot in the door and you can't stop anything. You know, once the Oval's been upgraded, they've got a hotel. And once you let the Crows have their corporate headquarters, will it be Port Power next? Will it be basketball? Will it be another, you know, it'll be on and on and on. But the precedent set by having an office block is, to me, absolutely inexcusable.
Hans, thank you for your call. Mike from Manningham. Hello, Mike.
Good morning. The abrogation of the responsibility of the City Council is absolutely gobsmacking. There's a plan that was mooted in the Tizer, I suppose, 18 months, 2 years ago for Pulteney Grammar, who came to us with the brilliant idea of providing an ablutions block, toilet block and change rooms on the southern park lands. And then on top of that, a little bit later, they said, oh, and by the way, we'd like to put a couple of stories of classrooms on top.
Never ends.
Mike, thank you for your call. Somebody says, it sounds like the ABC is getting paid to sell our parklands. If not, get on board with saving it. No, it's not my job to get on board with saving it, nor is it my job to promote this proposal. That's just not what I do for a living. My job is to make sure that everybody gets a seat at the table and you can hear the different versions and you can make up your own mind. Liam has called from Glenelg. Hello, Liam.
Yes, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Jane.
What are you thinking?
One of the big points Jane didn't get a chance to sort of make mention of, she can't cover everything, it's not any one development. We have a succession of developments, one after another, and this is where the big end of town is taking the lead. And the daily paper. You know, we see that the Stadium Management Authority is not just the Adelaide Oval. They have now put in a plan for the second stadium, which is effectively going to take all the land between War Memorial Drive, Pennington Terrace and Montefiore Hill. Not only that, but the arrogance of closing off War Memorial Drive. That is a war memorial. and their proposal sort of said, oh, and we'll shut off War Memorial Drive so we can run right onto the riverbank. So this is what's happening. And if in 50 years' time, we've got to have a vision for Adelaide. Adelaide has a potential for being a great international world city.
Liam, thank you very much for your call. Jane Lomax-Smith, the 10 o'clock news bulletin is upon us, which waits for no man or woman. You appreciate that. But thank you very much for coming in.
It's been a joy.
Where do you think this will go?
I think that ultimately this will become a state government issue because most projects where the AFL or sporting clubs have their hands out, they'll be wanting to get some money from the state government as well. And I would urge the state government to encourage the council to negotiate with the joining councils and find a way to support the swimming pool if they need support.
If the state government wanted to retain the seat of Adelaide, what would be your advice?
My advice would be to financially support the Adelaide Aquatic Centre because it's a resource for the whole of the northern suburbs and not allow this block to be built because I think it's electoral poison for the seat of Adelaide.
Jane Lomax-Smith, thanks for coming in. Former Lord Mayor and former member for the seat of Adelaide. We're about a half a minute away from the 10 o'clock news.